Hey everybody, and welcome back to Storytime with Shade. I do want to first off apologize that this episode is so late. You know, when I initially started this, I wanted to steadily release at least one episode every Tuesday. I have missed the odd Tuesday here or there, and didn't want to miss two in a row, so this one's coming out on a Wednesday instead. But other than that, you know, still stay tuned for Tuesdays is when these will be coming out, this one aside. Having said that, we're going to be jumping right into another quick chapter of The Door in the Woods. Hope you've been enjoying it so far. And yeah, we're just going to get right back into it. Thank you again so much for being here. And here we go. Chapter 19. Sam awoke in a positive, optimistic mood. The exact opposite of how Jay awoke that morning. Sullen, pessimistic, and hate-filled. Sam was thinking that he would try and make things right with Jay, whatever that took. His mother seemed to be in a good mood as well. She was cleaning the house and periodically muttering to herself that she didn't know how I let it get this bad. When Sam came downstairs yawning, she made him a nice breakfast and drove him to school. Jay was barely able to think at all. His thoughts were cloudy and it was almost too much to even interact with his own dad, who asked if he was okay. Jay had to suppress the urge to leap over the table and throttle him. Instead, he replied simply, "Just tired." Which was true, but hardly the whole truth. He was drained both mentally and physically by his possession, and the more he tried to fight it, the harder it seemed to get. It barely seemed like he had his own thoughts at all sometimes. The voice that took over his head was too loud and powerful for his own thoughts to get through. "I need Sam's help," Jay was thinking as he drove to school that morning, and as soon as he thought it, his head erupted with a blinding pain that made him pull his car to the side of the road. A truck honked loudly as it passed, narrowly avoiding Jay.
"We'll kill him," the voice said angrily.
"I won't," Jay said, gripping his steering wheel so hard that his knuckles were turning white.
"Stay away from him. Stay away from the woods,"
the voice whispered threateningly in his head.
"I have to go back,"
Jay said through the protesting voice in his head and scrambled a note to Sam on a piece of paper. He hoped he would be able to have the sense of mind to actually give it to him, and that the spirit that had taken over his body wouldn't try to stop him. The whole time he wrote the note, the voice was telling him that Sam would die, and it would be his fault. He shook off these thoughts and crammed the note into his pocket before he kept driving. He felt sick. The longer that his body was invaded, the less he felt in control. He hoped Sam could save him. Jay got to school and parked his car quickly, feeling nauseous. He hurried inside to the nearest boys' bathroom and just got to one of the toilets before he threw up his breakfast. He stood there for a while, panting and hunched over, clutching his stomach. He wanted to go home, lie in bed until he felt better. He was worried that he never would feel better, that the sickness would only get worse as his possession did until there was nothing left of himself at all. He washed his hands and was silently thankful that nobody else was in the bathroom. His eyes barely resembled his own when he looked at himself in the mirror, and it gave him an odd sensation of vertigo. He had to grasp the counter and close his eyes, breathing deeply before the feeling subsided. He left the bathroom, too afraid to look back in the mirror, afraid of what may be lurking behind those eyes. Eyes that no longer felt like his own when they looked back at him. And that is it for this week, ladies and gentlemen. I know it was a short one, but thank you so much for listening. We're going to be back next week, next Tuesday. And every following Tuesday, we're going to be continuing this story until it's done. thank you so much for everybody that's listening. You know, make sure if you haven't, please subscribe, maybe rate the podcast. And again, thank you so much for being here. We'll see you next week. Until then, have a good one.